guys, welcome back to another episode of the Amber May Show. I am so excited about the show because I got to meet Ben Miller from the American Happens Network at the Reawaken America Tour. And we got to talk and become instant friends. So I am so excited to show you that interview that I did with him. And then coming up later on the show, I have Jeff Zink. He's running for Congress. And I got to sit down and talk to him about his campaign and what he's looking to do with his election. So I'm excited about today's show. If you don't know who Ben Miller is, you're going to have to go check his show called Blood Money on the American Happens Network, or you got to check out Jeff Zink because he is one man that I cannot wait to win for his congressional seat. So that's coming up on today's episode. Please like, share, and subscribe. Share this far and wide. I always add more content. Join me on Telegram at The Amber May Show on Telegram. I'm on True Social Amber May, Frank Social Amber May, and on Clubhub, so join me there. I just got a brand new debt calculator on my website. So if you're struggling with high interest credit card payments, I want to help you get out of debt. Go to my website, theambermayshow.com. I found a debt calculator that you can use right then and there and get out of debt quick. Also, check out the promos below. I have partnered with businesses to save you money. Now, one of the greatest cups of coffee I've ever had, and I don't love coffee, but this one does not taste like your traditional sense of coffee. It has this creamy vanilla taste. It helps with joints. It helps you lose weight. You got to check it out. It's at cupahealth.com, cupahealth.com. When you use my name, Amber, you're going to save some money at checkout. So check that out. The links are in the description below. Also on my website at the promo section. So when you're checking out your debt calculator, go ahead and save some money by checking out the promo section on the website. Well, without any further ado, I am so excited to introduce to you my friend Ben Miller and Jesse. I'm sure you've seen him on his channel because he has a great channel. So I'm so excited to have met you in person because I have watched your show, love your show, and now here I feel like I can't, like, in a candy, so I'm so excited. So welcome to the program.
Thank you for having us. Check it, but for the viewers out there, check out, you know, AmericaHappens.com for the Blood Money podcast, the podcast she's talking about. I'm surprised you actually watch it. Thank you for being a viewer. Yeah.
So, like, I want to know, I like to know backstories of fellow broadcasters. Like, yeah. So how did you get involved in doing your show, Blood Money?
So I grew up in Hollywood, and I was in production. I was doing music video directing for a while, for about a decade, and then I started producing and selling TV shows. And it was really seeing what's happening with the mainstream media. I've actually been in the mainstream media. I've seen behind the scenes of newsrooms. And it was just very frustrating because they've never told us the truth. You know, this is something that has been very apparent to me for a real long time, just because I've seen behind the scenes of how it works in terms of the Mockingbird media.
Yeah.
And so it kind of came to a point where it was very frustrating that these lies were actually now impacting lives. You know what I mean? When people started dying, and this has been going on for a while, by the way, you know, let's go back to like 20 something years where, you know, we had 9/11, then we had the Iraq War, a totally unjustified war, a million people in Iraq perished, tons of American soldiers, you know, becoming suicidal because they witnessed all kinds of horrors.
Yes.
For a very unnecessary war. So for a very long time, our government's been very insensitive in terms of the people and the disposability of people. But when the COVID vaccine came out and they were pushing this, knowing what I know after interviewing a lot of doctors,
yeah,
on Blood Money,
yep,
you know, and we also do another series called Meet the Frontline Doctors. So we've interviewed like 30, 40 of these doctors, right? And so you hear stories like, you know, this vaccine goes through the blood-brain barrier. It reprograms your mind to make your body more destructive,
right?
And then you have our politicians like literally being pharmaceutical salespeople. Then you start going down that rabbit hole. Why are they pharmaceutical salespeople, right? Because they're invested in these companies that kill people, you know, myocarditis, people dropping like flies because of this COVID vaccine, right? So, I mean, it just came to a point where, like, we're talking about what's akin to genocide. It's not a literal genocide because it's not targeting one, it's targeting the Homo sapiens. That's what it is, right? And so when it gets to that level where, you know, life has become so disposable, the mainstream media is literally worthless, like absolutely worthless. They're in fact like an enemy of the people by trying to sell us this nonsense because they're all financed by the pharmaceuticals. You know, you kind of reach a point where like, all right, this system's no longer working. There has to be a media 2.0. What is media 2.0? You're a media 2.0. I'm media 2.0. You know, we got to build this from the grassroots and at least do our job. You know, we don't have as loud of a voice as CNN does or Fox or whatever, but somebody's got to be telling the truth. Because frankly, if you're not, you know, there's a saying in the legal world, I think acquiescence is basically accepting something. Acquiescence means like you're accepting something, hence and therefore you're on that side. You're cool with this death jab, and we can't do that kind of stuff. We can't be like part of that disease in our culture that is harming children, harming people. And so, yeah, that's where it became, you know, we had to start America Happens. So America Happens is the parent company that produces Blood Money and a bunch of other podcasts and shows. And really the idea there was, you know, we have a big banner there called the America Happens Network, was really to start a network like a CNN, but just content that is actually telling the truth, that is asking questions, that is doing what the mainstream media doesn't do, you know? So that's the long and short of that.
Now, I did internships during my journalism education in the newsroom, and I ended up going to Fox 10 where Carrie Lake, I'm sure you heard of Carrie Lake. She was a nighttime anchor, and I don't see anything as coincidence. I'm like, God wanted me to meet her then and see what it was like working in her station. And so I would like you to give a little bit of the background. Pull the curtains back for the audience to know what you saw.
They I think intentionally like want to get like sheepish like characters. They don't want rebels in that system. They don't want people that are going to call out the nonsense. You know, I went through this whole political change where I started. So because I've done reality shows, I know all the tricks that they do in reality shows, right? CNN hires somebody like Jeff Zucker, who's a reality show producer, to run a news network, right? Then you start to see manipulation of facts, where they're doing editing tricks to make Donald Trump look like the scariest, worst person ever, right?
Yeah.
And so it came to a point where I was like talking to my colleagues in Hollywood, like, we know these tricks. Like, how could you guys be cool with this? Like, you know what they're doing.
Yeah.
You've done these tricks on reality shows all the time where they create drama out of nothing. You know what I mean? That's how they do it. You got to have conflict in order for it to entertain people, right? But, you know, that's okay if it's a reality show and it's like a couple of ladies throwing handbags at each other and stuff. But then when you're talking about the reality show is now life and we're being lied to, a lot of big issues there. But that's what they want. They want sheep. They want people that are not going to be against the system. They don't want people like me questioning their stuff. You know, people like me are like pushed out of that system, right? Because they want chiefs to do their bidding, and you know, it's not something that, it's not a tenable situation. I mean, who wants to be, you know, we're in a free country, we're supposed to have true freedom, and yet we're being told essentially to be in the slave state of following these like elitists with nonsense narratives, nonsense propaganda. I don't know, just the whole thing's nonsense, and I did not want to be a part of that whole thing, you know?
Now, for me, I start questioning vaccines in general as I had children, and I was hearing from moms that the vaccines caused injury.
Yeah.
And then my doctor said, no, that doesn't happen. The vaccines are safe and effective, right?
Yeah.
And then COVID happened, and it was one of the greatest things to happen on one hand because it solidified what these other moms were saying, that vaccines do and can cause injury. Yeah. So I started looking into it and finding out, whoa, I think we've been harming our system more than helping our system. And so we've been lied to over and over.
Yeah.
And then you start realizing that all these news agencies are sponsored by Big Pharma.
Mm-hmm.
And that has to propagate into what they're putting on TV because they're not going to just drop their money. And I think that's part of what your show is, isn't it? Like, I haven't watched every episode you put out, but like Blood Money. So you're following where the money trails lead, aren't you, on your show?
More or less, yeah. And it's all blood money, unfortunately. There's so much blood money, you know.
I know.
I mean, our medical, our doctors, you know, we've like raise the stature of doctors, lawyers, yeah. right? But when you actually break it down, lawyers are bar agents, by the way, because often they swear an oath to the bar. They are also swear an oath to the Constitution, but that's not the people that dictate their jobs, right?
Right.
They're judges dictate their jobs. So their oath to the bar often supersedes their oath to the Constitution, which is a big problem. You look at doctors. Doctors, if you look at the history of medicine, it's basically controlled by a bunch of people that manipulated medicine about 100 years ago.
Right.
And so a lot of doctors that are like, oh, they're safe and effective. Yeah. You know, we've been hearing that story. It's nonsense. You know, vaccines cause autism.
Yes.
A lot of the things that are actually beneficial to us, when you talk to real doctors that do their research, not doctors that are literally mimicking what they're being told without doing their own research, you find out that a lot of the natural substances within our planet Earth are actually been put there to deal with a lot of these issues, right? But natural substances don't make a whole lot of money because they're in the generic, right? So when you're talking about like a vitamin D or nanokinase, you know, those things are in the generic because anybody could make those, right?
Right.
They've been around for a very long time. They're not a patented product. Their whole shtick is they got to patent something so they could sell it to you at a very big price. And often the things that they patent are very destructive to your body, right? And frankly, like, these doctors are drug pushers. And you don't even have to look at COVID. Look at the opiate epidemic when, you know, they're prescribing, like, for a toothache, oxycodone. And then you have literal small towns suffering from opiate addiction because this stuff is as addictive as heroin, and it's your doctor selling it to you, by the way. So what's the difference? I mean, your doctor says, okay, have some heroin. The drug dealer on the street says, have some heroin. What's the difference with that? You know what I mean? We got to be logical. We got to use our discernment. We got to stop believing these people because your gut instinct is the most powerful thing. They want us to be separated from God, separated from our instinct, separated from our discernment, and that's what we need back in order to really recapture our own personal freedom, as opposed to, you know, literally pawning our freedom off to these individuals that really don't care. I mean, they got an agenda. They've been told a lie. They're selling that lie. And we got to separate ourselves from that in order to gain true freedom, mental freedom.
What do you think about the COVID, the reinsurgence of mandates that they want to reinstitute? Do you think America will fall for it again this time?
I don't know. I mean, I really hope not, you know, but I've been very much let down. I know individuals in my family that are on their fifth booster or something. They're vaccinating their five-year-olds and stuff. So I don't know. I mean, I've lost a lot of faith in humanity, but at the same time, I've gained a lot of faith in humanity because we're in this room right now with people that are actually going against the grain, despite the fact that everyone that is going against the grain is being attacked, right? So on one hand, I have faith in a certain group of people. I don't know if I have faith in the general populace that is still watching CNN and Fox, and I don't know why they haven't figured this out. I think it's laziness, it's intellectual laziness, it's fear, and so I don't know. I'm like a 50-50. It's a toss-up for me right now, you know?
So what has been your most favorite interview you've ever done on your show?
There's a lot of really good ones.
I know you've had a lot of good ones.
You know, like Dr. Peter McCullough was really awesome. Dr. Joe Newsma, I really enjoy the doctors a lot, you know, but then, you know, there's just so much. We've done exposés on scumbag lawyers and stuff that are like a pedophile lawyer. That was actually really kind of cool because now that person is most likely losing their bar license.
Oh, wow.
You know? And by the way, there's a reason why they hate media like us, because you could actually take down some bad people simply by exposing what they do, simply by showing the receipts out there of the bad things that they've done. So I don't know, I really love doing Blood Money. I love most of the guests that we've had. Honestly, I've only had one guest who I was like, I didn't even publish that episode because I'm like, this guy's a establishment shill, you know.
Uh-huh.
But for that, we've done like 145 episodes. We just interviewed Owen Schroyer from InfoWars, and they're all really fun episodes.
Oh,
you know?
That would be so fun, and that is so cool. You got to interview Owen because I love that guy, man.
Yeah.
Two of the shows I really enjoy is his show, and also on InfoWars with Owen Schroyer. I love that show.
Yeah,
that's
thank
so
you. I'm flattered that you even compare us to Owen, and I mean that dude's been doing it for like a decade.
Yeah.
We started in January, and it's very flattering that we're even, honestly, people are watching the show. That's really cool.
Yeah.
I never thought we'd have an audience, and I certainly didn't think I'd be the guy in front of the camera, you know?
So tell me about that interview, because that's a pretty cool interview.
With Owen, yeah. Owen was awesome. I mean, you know, we were just getting down into the nitty-gritty of what is America 2.0, because there's no way, like, with the system we're in can't survive. It has to be burned to the ground. It's a predatory system against we the people. Everything's geared towards basically making financial benefit because of our destruction. It really boils down to that, whether it's the medical industrial complex, the judicial industrial complex, whether it's the two branches of our government that are held hostage by the bar. That's why we don't have checks and balances. That's why we don't have the legislature holding the judiciary accountable. So the system is broken, right? So we start talking about, what is America 2.0? How do we redefine this country? How do we start a new America with like a systems minus the Federal Reserve, minus the bar, that actually works for we the people? And it was a great conversation. We talked about 45 minutes, and we couldn't be on this page, like, we're on that same page. We know that there's inherent issues that need to be fixed if this country is to survive. And if we don't fix these issues, I mean, that's it. It's toast. We're done, you know? And the world's done, by the way, because we're the last house standing on the block. The whole world is waiting for us to make our move. They've already lost their freedoms in Europe, in Australia, Canada. Is a communist republic at this point, and we're really like, it's us. It's really us at the end of the day.
Yeah, know? I think it is us. I know someone from Australia reached out to me once, and he said to me, America, you have to keep fighting because you're the only one left. You have to keep fighting so that you can free the rest of us. I was like, wow, that was pretty powerful.
Hold on to your guns. They want to take our guns away. We know bad things happen with guns, but you know what? The worst thing the worst things happen when you don't have guns. I'm actually of Armenian descent. We had a genocide in 1915. In 1911, they gathered all our guns, right? You hear the story over and over again, where they take your guns and then they start attacking you. So don't give up on your guns. Don't give up on your freedoms. That's what they want. We can't allow it to happen.
So how do people find your show? How do people find your show?
Oh, so go to AmericaHappens.com. You can click on our Rumble link there. The best place is on Rumble. We're actually on 10 different social media platforms, but we have a Rumble channel called America Happens. When you do the search on Rumble, click on channel, because you got the scrolling option there, and put America Happens, and you'll see all of our content. We do now we do a daily devotion show every morning, which is kind of like being in church, Monday to Friday for an hour, hour and a half, with a gentleman by the name of L.W. Mindy Robinson, who's an incredible documentary maker, has made 5 documentaries for us. Every month she releases a new one. There's the Blood Money podcast with me. There's the Gloves Off podcast with Joey Gilbert. We do an AHN News Live, which stands for America Happens Network Live News, every Tuesdays and Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. And so, check us out on AmericaHappens.com.
I want to thank you so much for stopping by today.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
It was awesome. It was awesome. I love your show. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break. Hey guys, I want to give you a pro tip to help keep your family healthy when everyone around you is coughing, sniffling, or sneezing, okay? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go first to drstellamd.com. When you're there, go ahead and grab some COVID bites. Also, get your ivermectin, set up your telemed appointment, and get your ivermectin. I'm going to give you a promo code to help you save some money, and use promo code AmberMay, one word, and that will help you save money. Now, here's your pro tip for you. You can use this on your entire family. The adult doses too. I've talked to a medical expert. They said cut it in half when you're dealing with children, so one tablet. What I do with my kids, because it's just too big of a pill for them, I get a blender, I put a pill in there, I fill it with water and like some flavoring, and then boom, I have them drink it before school. Pro tip, and what it has, and it's amazing. It has quercetin, vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, all the therapeutics to help keep your body healthy and working at optimum health. Support your body's immune system when you use the COVID bites. They're amazing. So go to drstellamd.com, grab your COVID bites, get your ivermectin, use promo code AmberMay, and save some money.
Hi, I'm Dr. Artis, and you're watching me live on the Amber May Show. Stay tuned.
Hey friends, I want to tell you what I recently did. I broke away from the big three. I was tired of the woke mogul, and I wanted to go to a Christian conservative company that I could trust, that support the organizations that I value, and that is Patriot Mobile. So when you go to patriotmobile.com/Amber, you are going to get free activation. It is super easy to get started, to switch from the big three to Patriot Mobile. They'll walk you step by step. It is not difficult at all. And I've had tremendous service since I made the switch. So I recommend, if you want to vote with your wallet and support a company that supports your values, go to patriotmobile.com/Amber and save on a free activation. So That's patriotmobile.com/Amber. Now, the links are in the description below or on my website at theambermayshow.com/promo. So check that out. So it's time to vote with our wallet, ditch the woke mobile, and go to a Christian conservative mobile. And that is patriotmobile.com/Amber. You are listening to The Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of The Amber May Show. Joining me today is Jeff Zink. He's running for office in Arizona. He's running for Congress. Welcome to the program. So happy to have you.
Well, thank you, Amber. I really appreciate you having me on your show.
You know, I loved your story last time when you came on and you told us about the supernatural experience you had with God, and I thought that was so powerful. Just to recap, if you hadn't watched the previous show, which I would like you to go back and watch the previous show I had with Jeff Zink. He was debilitated with headaches after a lot of football injuries, and one day he had a supernatural experience with God, and God completely healed him from all his debilitating headaches, where he really couldn't function at all. And God said, you're going to go to Congress and you're going to represent me. And so now you're running for Congress again.
I am.
So tell us about your new campaign that you're doing.
Okay, so I've got a new campaign manager. I've got people that are actually helping me this time. I did it all by myself in 2022. This time, people are now coming on board. They're believing in the vision that God has presented. I want to be able to have on the congressional floor somebody that actually knows what John 3:16 is all about.
Yes.
So, and the thing is that if we don't understand that our Heavenly Father sent His only Son to the earth, and if we did not accept Him, that there's no hope. The great thing about what we have today is that, you know, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
Yes.
That good news means that we have hope in everything there. Right now, the Biden economics, all of this stuff that's going on with the border, all of these things that are happening, they're trying to bring back masks back, they're trying to bring back vaccines.
Yep.
They're trying to do this, and they're all going to do it right before the election.
Right.
So the thing is that are we going to fall for it again?
That's the question.
You know, so what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to help people understand that I'm different. I'm always going to walk in God's light and His path. I'm going to do what He asks. And that's what's so important. So when I'm going and I'm talking to people, especially in my Democratic stronghold.
Yes.
So what I do is I sit down and I tell them, you know, do you have enough gas in your car that you can go to work? Do you have enough money for food to provide for your family? You know, for women, do you want your children going into the bathroom with boys?
Yes.
Do you want them participating against boys? You know, no, we don't need that. We need to have separate.
So, in Peoria, Arizona, the school districts in Peoria,
yes,
the Liberty High School especially, the girls are frightened to go to the bathroom because the school will not protect the girls' rights from privacy, and they're allowing anyone, any male who's identifying as a female, to enter the female bathroom. Now, the high school girls are very terrified, and their school is not protecting them and making them feel like they're in a safe place. And that's a pity and a shame.
Oh, absolutely.
Awful.
Yes.
So, yes, we need to be able to protect each gender. I mean, girls shouldn't be going in the boys' bathroom. Boys shouldn't be going into the girls' bathroom.
Right.
Totally. Now, you've talked about the border. Now, that is so crucial. We all saw the Sound of Freedom movie come out. It talks about child trafficking.
Right.
So we have trafficking coming into Arizona all the time.
Yes.
Yeah. And then we have fentanyl that's coming in all the time. And we have all these military-age men coming into our country all the time.
Yes.
We are just asking for trouble.
Oh, absolutely.
We just had our friend bury their 24-year-old son because of fentanyl overdose. This is happening to every, like, all Americans. Nobody has been not touched by fentanyl. If you haven't yet, you will.
Right.
Because that is how bad things are going.
Oh, absolutely.
And it comes from China, goes to the cartel, and the cartel distributes it all over the world.
And a lot of people don't understand. It doesn't take much. If you take table salt and you get 3 grains of salt, That 3 grains, if it's fentanyl, is enough to kill a person, a single person. When they say that they have seized so many pounds of fentanyl, we're talking millions of people that it can kill. And the thing is that they make these up and they pass it out, and sometimes you get a high, sometimes you get death, because there really isn't much. You know, if you get 4,
yeah.
If you get 5 or 6 grains, if you get the 1, you get the high. But after that, you start getting on that border where that fentanyl will kill you. Along with that is also the other drug-laced chemicals that they put in. And all of this is why they're having zombies.
Yeah.
Where you have people that are literally standing still, or they're walking, you know, and they'll walk out in front of cars and everything else. This is what's going on in Phoenix. So we need to start having somebody that actually takes and stands in the doorway to protect the people. And that's one of the things that I want to do. So, you know, for your listeners, if you like what you've heard so far, please go to jeffzink.vote, and $5 or $500, it doesn't matter what you donate, it goes a long ways in my campaign, because I don't have a bloated staff.
Yeah.
It's very streamlined, and all of the money is literally to educate the people in my district. And what's really interesting is that, what do we do? Well, I say that we get active, become a precinct committeeman, become a precinct committee captain, become a precinct chairman or state chairman for Arizona. All of these positions are things that are very important that you can stand in. I just happen to be all 3 of those, and I'm running for Congress. I've also worked at the border and trying to uncover the sex trafficking, the fentanyl, the drugs, and the child trafficking that's taking place.
Yeah.
You know, and so all of these things are things that every person can actually do something, and they just get involved. If you do nothing, look where it's got us.
Yeah. So what's your plan for the border and the fentanyl, and what's your plan for Arizona for that?
Oh, absolutely. So I look forward to working with people like Debbie Lesko, Paul Gosar, Andy Biggs. They're congressmen that are actually trying to do something in our state. So by doing that, what I'm trying to do is I want to partner up with them. I want to make sure that we're doing, we work together so that all of the people in Arizona and the United States are taken care of. And because our state is free, well, if we keep doing this, we're not going to be free.
That's right. That's right. Because I get worried about, like, cells that might be developing in our nation, hostile cells that could be activated at any moment, because it's not normal for a country to allow military-age men to flood the nation. It's
exactly.
Not normal.
Right. And the thing is that, how do we know that they're military age? Well, they don't have a family. There's nobody attached with them, and they're walking at a pace that nobody else can keep up with. They're separating themselves from the rest of the group.
Yeah.
That's people with a mission, and those things are what's the problem.
Now, if you get elected, and Joe Biden hasn't been impeached for all of his dealings with the Ukraine and threatening a Ukrainian attorney general equivalent to get fired or else,
right.
Are you willing to start an impeachment on Joe Biden for national security reasons?
Well, the great thing about that is that won't be something that will be on my plate. The reason why is that the people are waking up, and they're going to elect Donald J. Trump and put him in place. So we won't have to deal with him as a president. We'll have to deal with him like they've been dealing with our president there. But the thing is that where Donald Trump has not had any evidence that's actually stuck to him, because there really isn't, he's not done anything wrong.
Right.
I mean, all of his conversations and everything were perfect. These are things that are where they're making things up. And so what I do is I'm going to be coming in, and I'm going to be supporting our President Trump, and we're going to bring back America, just like he said, make America great again and again. Well, that's what it's going to take, because the first time he made it great again, now we got to do it again to undo everything that, that the Democrats in this administration has already put to get that in place.
How can you, as a governor, as a congressman, help Arizona, or is it even possible, because this is a state issue, with our elections?
Well, one of the things is that the political process is 50 states, individual states, running an election. They're responsible for that election. And then the conglomerate together creates the federal ballot and gives us the result of the president, our senators, or congressmen. So what I want to do is I want to work with the state legislature, helping them and making sure that we put together something where, like some of the resolutions they had, where ES&S, PB&B, and Dominion, and Smartmatic, they all have to adhere to the DOD standards, meaning that they can't be made out of the United States. All of the hardware needs to be inside the United States, and then also the coding needs to be from people that are also citizens, U.S. citizens. When we start implementing that, then these tabulating computers, I don't call them machines, I call them computers, these tabulating computers will then not rise to the level for the DOD standards. So because of that, then they won't be able to be allowed, and we'll go back to hand counting. So what I'm all for is one day of voting,
yes,
on paper ballots,
yes,
hand counted, results the next day. If we do that, we cut out 90%, because here's the thing. If Florida, which is twice the size of Arizona, and if Texas, which is three times the size of Arizona, if they can do their hand count and have results the next day, and we use these tabulators, and it's 3 months and we still haven't...
I know, right?
We still haven't obtained the level of who won or who didn't. Something has to be changed, and I think that's something that we can do.
Now, what are your thoughts on the DOJ, the FBI, the CIA? How can you protect, as a congressman, your constituents from being a victim of their government with a crooked justice system?
Defunding. So the great thing about Congress is that we hold the purse strings. We need to use it. So if the DOJ and the FBI are going after a president unjustly, then we defund them. And we don't only give them the salaries and the funding in order to continue this. We can set the tone as to what they're going to do and what they're not going to do. And the thing is that most people sit down and they go, yeah, but if I did that, then I may not be reelected. I don't care. If I'm only in for one term and one term only, that's fine for me, but I'm going to do what is right for the people.
Yeah, because right now our government has turned against the people, where they will go after regular, everyday people that are speaking out against what the government is doing against their own people.
Right, right.
And
absolutely.
So, yeah, January 6th, you're going to be speaking about, you're going to be at an event with the January 6ers. Why does that mean so much to you, the January 6ers?
Well, one of the things is, and I'll just touch on it briefly, but I'm going to be talking about that tomorrow, which is specifically for J6. But it is close to home. And so what I want to do is I want to make sure that everybody is taken care of, and that families are not torn apart the way they are now. So I'll go more into detail tomorrow in regards to that.
Okay. Great. Are you sure you don't want to say that now? Because I'm going to be editing this.
Well, I'm going to be here tomorrow, so, and she wants it to be separate. She wants me to be nothing but Arizona and focus on Arizona and J6 tomorrow.
So, no problem.
The main thing is, so one of the other things that we want to do, or what I think is important is that I think that politicians should get out of the doctor's office. That the doctor and the patient should be the ones that talk. They come up with the medical treatment, and it shouldn't be there. I've actually put out a quote there. I'll go ahead and read it here, but it really is exactly how I feel. I do not believe that politicians should make medical decisions for the citizens of our country. Those choices are between the doctor and you. Additionally, I believe that you should expand and fairly guarantee the right to try. And the thing is that if we have the right to try, that means that you can do experimental things that may not be covered by the insurance company. And if you're going to death sentence anyway,
yeah.
Right to try?
Yes. Right.
What does it hurt? And if it helps, then that's what we want.
So how do people find your campaign info again?
Okay, so you go to jeffzink.vote, and it has all of my things that I've got listed there, and you can donate $5 to $500. Every bit helps, and it's a small campaign, but it's a big campaign that will vote large for our people.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Jeff, for coming on the program.
Thank you so much.
Okay, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break. Hey, so when you are a guest at the Amber Mae's house, you get luxury. And how you get luxury is I have this sleeping couch, this sleeper sofa, and you're telling me that's not luxury. It is when you put a MyPillow mattress topper on it. All my guests that have come over and stayed at my house have really enjoyed this sleeper sofa, which says a lot because they're getting to sleep on the MyPillow pillows, and you get the MyPillow mattress topper, and then it doesn't stop there with the luxury, because when you shower at the Anna Mae Show's house, you get to have a MyPillow towel. I don't have the kids using it. I just let the adults have the luxury. So the adults get to use the MyPillow and they're phenomenal. And right now there's a massive sale going on with the MyPillow towels. So you should really put luxury into your home and live it every day like Amber Mae does every day. So I have a MyPillow mattress topper on my bed. I use the MyPillow sheets, the MyPillow towels, MyPillow slippers. I live luxury and I don't have to pay the luxury price because MyPillow has promo code. So use my name, Amber, and save up to 66% off, and you can live luxurious as well.
Hey, this is Dr. John Diamond from America Unhinged. You are watching The Amber Mae Show.
We all like to support veterans and veteran businesses, so I want you to check out thecommandersartist.com. His artwork is phenomenal, very patriotic. I think you're going to like it. And when you're at thecommandersartist.com, if you use my name, Amber, you're going to save some money at checkout. So you could support a veteran-owned business that also supports the Amber Mae Show, and you get a discount at the same time. It's a win-win situation for everybody. General Flynn loves him, and he's a great friend to me. So visit thecommandersartist.com today. Use promo code Amber and save some money at checkout. Thank you for joining us today on The Amber Mae Show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And if there's someone that came to mind, please share this episode with them. Please follow us on Telegram at The Amber Mae Show, True Social Amber Mae, Frank Social Amber Mae, or Clout Hub. I can't wait to see you next time on The Amber Mae Show.